Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Bechor shenafal abor, if a firstborn animal falls into a boar. So the halacha is that a bechor, a firstborn animal, has to be given to the kohen. This is, however, this is true only where the bechor does not have a mum kavua, a permanent blemish. If it has a permanent blemish, it can't be given to the kohen. It can't be shechted in the Beit HaMikdash. And as such, can be shechted and eaten outside the Beit HaMikdash. So the question is, with regard to a bechor, whether or not it has a mum kavua, a permanent blemish or not. This can only be determined by a mumcha, an expert in differentiating between blemishes, whether or not they're passing blemishes or whether they're considered permanent blemishes. So before one can determine whether or not a bechor has a mum kavua, one needs to ask a specific expert. So if the bechor falls into a pit, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yered mumcha v'yireh, that a mumcha, a expert, can go down into the pit and v'yireh and see whether or not the mum that existed from before Yom Tov was im yesh bo mum, if it was considered a mum kavua or not. If it's a mum kavua, then it can be shechted and eaten outside of the Beit HaMikdash. So yala v'yishkot, then it can be brought up and shechted. And because, daite luye, it's because a person's thoughts were on the animal even from before Yom Tov, in terms of whether or not it has a mum kavua or not, since it's determined retroactively that there was a mum kavua from before Yom Tov, therefore it can be brought up and shechted and eaten on Yom Tov itself. Dim lav, however, if it's determined that it doesn't have a mum kavua, lo yishkot, it cannot be slaughtered and eaten on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says, kol she'im mumo ni karmi ba'od yom, in any case where the mum wasn't already predetermined whether or not it was a mum kavua or not from before the Yom Tov, ein zed min hamuchan, it's not considered to be prepared for the sake of eating it on Yom Tov, and therefore it can't be shechted. Rabbi Shimon isn't worried here about the issues of muksa, which it might appear at first blush. However, he is worried about the idea that a mumcha determining whether or not a blemish is a permanent or a passing blemish is considered a type of a judgment, and one can't make judgments on Yom Tov. And since one isn't allowed to make judgments on Yom Tov, therefore one can't rely on a mumcha to determine on Yom Tov whether or not this was a mum kavua or not. And therefore, if one doesn't know whether it's a mum kavua already from before Yom Tov, one can't eat it on Yom Tov. If, let's say, one, even according to the Tanakhama, if one finds out that the previous mum from before Yom Tov isn't a mum kavua, but it has a mum kavua now, it's still not enough, because the mum has to have already been retroactively basically passeling the animal from being offered on the Mizbeach, even from before Yom Tov. Perek Gimel Mishnah Hay. Behema Shemeta, if an animal dies, and this is an animal that dies, let's say naturally or suddenly, lo yazizenu mimkoma, cannot be moved from its place. It's considered muksa. Umaise vishalu et rabbi tarfon alea, balachala shenitma. So the Gemara actually explains that we're not talking about any kind of normal chulin behema, but we're talking here about a kodesh behema. The issue with a kodesh behema is kodesh behema isn't allowed to be used to get any kind of hana from it, while a chulin behema can be offered, at least, or can be served up to dogs. Dogs can eat it, but dogs can't be given over a kodesh behema, a kodesh dead carcass, to eat. So if the animal is already sick from before Yom Tov, and we're talking about a behema that's a chulin behema, then the dogs can actually go ahead and eat it. However, if we're talking about a kodesh behema, even if it was sick from before Yom Tov, because there's no specific usage of it on Yom Tov itself, it can't be used to be given over to dogs, then it's considered muksa and it can't be moved from its place. And there was a specific instance, and Rabbi Tarfon asked a question about it, and he also asked the question, al chala shenitma. On chala, which is normally given over to the Kohen, it's considered Kodesh, a chala that becomes Tameh has to be burnt and gotten rid of. In both these cases, v'nichlach to the Beit Midrash, v'shal, Rabbi Tarfon went into the Beit Midrash, and he asked the question, v'amrulo, and they said to him, lo yizizeim imkomam, it can't be moved from its place. In both these cases, they're considered not having any specific usage for Yom Tov, and it can't be moved from their place. It begs the question, what did Rabbi Tarfon think without any specific usage for these things on Yom Tov? Why did he think that they could be moved? So it's possible that maybe one can say, according to the Tosfot Yishanim, he says that Rabbi Tarfon thought that since these things are Kodesh and it would be considered in some ways a desecration of Kodesh to kind of just leave them be without getting rid of them, that one can do something with them on Yom Tov. And so the answer is, even when you're worried about the desecration of Kodesh, it still doesn't supersede these items being Muksa, and they need to be left in their place even on Yom Tov itself.